Someone was running and yelling in the passage from the dungeons. Another voice was bellowing from up aloft. The hall was going to be fairly busy in a moment or two, so I scampered towards a doorway, hitherto unnoticed, midway between the main gate and the dungeon passage. It was locked. I battered on it for a futile moment and then swung round to look for another bolt hole. But it was too late. Craftstein was leaping across the hall, sword drawn, bawling to everyone to come and lend a hand. Two more were emerging from beyond the stairs. I shrank back in the doorway. Fortunately, it was fairly deep, and they hadn't seen me, being intent on their yawning front door. "Pistols!" roared Kraftstein. "Quick laser coming across! Heinrich! Back this way, man! Come on!" He vanished into the archway with the other two close behind him. I heard them start shooting and congratulated myself on having left them a clear field in that direction. Sabton wasn't going to have things all his own way, by the sound of things. And presently two more of the garrison came racing out of the dungeon arch, and another from the stairs. Unless I'd miscounted, the whole of the Jotunberg Friendly Society was now gathered in the main entrance. All except Rudy, who was presumably still stretched out above stairs, and bleeding to death, with any luck. I wondered if the last man up from below had cut Carl Gustav's throat and sent him down the pipe. Not that I cared much, but the besiegers would probably feel better disposed towards me if they found him alive. However, he could take his chance. In the meantime, it seemed reasonable that I should seek out another refuge elsewhere. If I made a quick bolt for it, there seemed little chance that the defenders would notice me. They were warmly engaged by the sound of yelling and banging from the direction of the drawbridge. I peeped cautiously out. The dungeon passage seemed a good place, for I recollected openings off it where I ought to be able to lurk in comparative safety. The hall was empty. I made sure there was no one in sight at the main arch, and was flitting stealthily out when a voice from the stairway stopped me dead in my tracks, yelping as I did so. "Hold on, play actor! The comedy's not finished yet!" Rudy was standing on the bottom step, leaning against the stone balustrade. He was grinning, but his face was ghastly pale, except down the right side, where the blood had dried in a dark streak. He had a sabre in his free hand, and he lifted the point in my direction. "Bad form to sneak away without saying goodbye to your host," says he. "Damned bad form. Didn't they teach you manners at that English school of yours?" I made a dart towards the dungeon passage, but with a speed that astonished me, considering the wound on his head, he bounded off the step and was there before me, slashing at me so close that I had to leap back out of harm's way. He laughed savagely and feinted to lunge, tossing the curls out of his eyes. "Not quick enough, are we? It isn't a good day this time, you know." I circled away from him, and he followed me with his eyes, smiling grimly and making his point play about in front of me. I heard a movement behind me towards the arch, but before I could turn, he sang out, "No, no, don't shoot! You attend to the rats outside. I'll settle the one in here." He advanced slowly, his eyes flashing as the light caught them. "It isn't played out yet, you know," says he. "Perhaps your friends will find Jotunberg a tougher nut to crack than they imagined. And if they do, well, they'll find twin corpses to cheer 'em up.